Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hello and welcome to the show. If you're enjoying it and want an ad-free experience, consider signing up for the Patreon, patreon.com/the101podcast. Get early access and exclusive content on there as well for less than the cost of a cup of coffee. Links to ways of supporting the show are in the description. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy this episode.
Welcome to the One-on-One Podcast with your host, Juan Ayala.
Welcome back to another episode of the Juan Juan Podcast. I'm your host. As always, make sure to check out the show on social media at the Juan Juan Podcast on pretty much all social media platforms. Links down in the description. Make sure to follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Juan Juan Podcast. Streaming every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern over on the Juan Juan Media YouTube channel. Make sure to check that out. Make sure to check out the Occultist Monday. We got professionally printed editions. We have the Homunculus edition, 88 pages of Homunculus goodness. And make sure to like, comment, subscribe, share this out. Don't be fake and gay. Leave a 5-star review. And today joining us, the man with all the donuts, the man with all the Illuminati news, Donut himself. And Chan was somewhere there, the one that actually runs the channel, but I think he hopped off or something. What's up, dude?
Yo, what up? It's Donut with the Homunculist himself, the One-on-One Podcast. I got one of your chosen ones right here, hologram with the Pimp on the Blimp autographed.
By the Pimp on the Blimp. Damn, I mean, bro. That's
a rare memorabilia classic. And yeah, my Russian blue cat that works at Tenet Media, he just left. He sponsors my channel, so shout out to Chan.
Is he funded by the deep state, though, dude?
He is the deep state. Trance. So you hear these words in etymology, right? Like MTV is empty, MTV, empty. It left everybody empty with this Faustian bargain. And we just had the MTV VMAs, the Video Music Awards.
Donut, on September 11th. Before you start breaking it down, bro, where can people find you, your show, your podcast, your channel, your Patreon, all that stuff?
You can find me at Donut, D-O-E-N-U-T.
Make sure to check that out.
Hold on, I got you. Hold up. I got that sound.
Let's go.
So yeah, let's go.
Happy belated 9/11, right? That's a date that has been ingrained in the psychology of humanity, it seems like. Was it an inside job? Was it not? We don't know. We never will know. But some shady stuff did go down. And you're talking about the VMAs. What is all that about? I've seen some recent news with What's that one guy, Shane or Shanley, the dude that he went on Instagram Live and he was having sex while on Instagram Live? The guy that did the interview with Cat Williams earlier this year that was huge.
Oh, so that's the guy that was doing the naughty sex.
He was doing the...
I didn't know who that was. Everyone was... So, yeah, Ani Asaru was sharing out that stuff. I didn't know who this person was, but the lady who leaked it that was involved, her handle's 322. Her handle that this guy was bang-a-langin', the girl's handle's 322. I mean, this is all just publicity. This is going to get him everyone talking about him. He's the number one podcast saying that Cat Williams is a prophet. You know, the he Cat Williams, that? The pimp. Yeah, on his most recent video about the orange Birkin bags going viral, the Hermes bag. Remember we were talking about the Hermes bag like in one of the last videos? And it's they're talking about this because we're entering the ember months, and that's the color of ember. So when like ISIS was genociding the Christians, they were wearing the orange, and that was trending during the ember months. So they're talking about this with the orange. It's ember months, and now it's the Venezuelans. They're all wearing red and orange, and the doors are all red, and they're taking over apartment complexes or whatever. But this is all just a scripted story that has been predicted. You can even see it in The Economist magazine, and it's all connected to the moon rituals and the moon childs and the eclipse. Plus, it's to divide everyone. Right now, they're talking about the Haitians are going to eat everybody's dogs and cats. Like, every culture is going to get targeted. The Jews have been targeted the last 2 years. The blacks have been targeted. The whole Black Lives Matter, the Asians. Everyone's going to get targeted and divide and conquer. It's the oldest trick in the book, and it works like a charm.
So,
but we're coming up on Friday the 13th, and you bring up 9/11, the Matrix passport with Neo.
I'm going to pull up your screen.
Yeah, because I think this is a great way to kick it off, because his passport, if you see at the bottom right, it expires on 9/11, the exact date of 9/11. And this came out before 9/11 came out. And now look at the other date. The other date is September 13th, which is tomorrow, which is Friday the 13th, bro. I think something's up. Because Friday the 13th is a big Knights Templar day, and they're a big part of the simulacrum controlling the Matrix.
So let's see here. So the 13th, it was Monday the 13th of September of 1971, because he was born in 71. So it was actually a Monday that Neo was born or created, because Neo is a homunculus, bro. They were growing these pods in the Matrix by the machines. So the machines learned how to harness the technology, and they were feeding off the energy of the people who were tapped into the Matrix. And it feels like this is what we're experiencing today, especially with this memetic manipulation, right, that we all experience, dude. You post a meme and it seems to resonate. That it's the new sigil magic, dude. They perform so well because they're so relatable. And people see something of themselves within this image, which is almost like you're inside a matrix already that's ruled by letters, pictures. I mean, what were you saying about the Hermes bag? It's interesting because Hermes, Trismegistus, alchemy, right? You have the reddening stage, which is when you're nearing the magnum opus. And it seems like these memetic magicians, they want to manipulate reality quite literally, almost like what's in the Matrix. I mean, they're presenting you something that they want you to see, not what you want to see.
I brought up that orange bag because we're in the ember months, and that guy that you were talking about, he had a podcast with some other famous person. I don't really know these actors and famous names too much But that's why I brought it up, because in one of our recent shows, we were going over the Hermes bag. I forget why, but that kind of popped up in my head. But, you know, tomorrow is Friday the 13th, and this is a huge day. This is the day the Knights Templars were all rounded up and burnt at the stake. Although that's false, that isn't a true story. They weren't all rounded up. Bro, only a couple of them.
Read those things. It's International Chocolate Day, National Peanut Day, National Blame Someone Else Day.
And then Roald Dahl Day.
Roald, what the
hell? A lot of people don't know Roald Dahl loved the Nazis.
Roald Dahl. Who's this? All right, is a British author?
He's a children. Yeah, he's really funny. He wrote one of my favorite books, actually, The Twits.
Interesting.
But that was before I knew that he was like a loved the Nazis. But it seems like today, to me, it seems like everybody does today. Like, it's so profitable to join the Third Reich today.
Well, yeah, that's why some social media influencers have been, well, influencers as much as they can influence, have been exposed recently for playing both sides. And like, it's like how I've said a lot of times, dude, again, it goes back to this mimetic warfare where if you can profit from both sides, which I believe there are entities that are doing it on purpose to fuel the divide, to fuel the hatred. And then if you tap into like some David Icke stuff where it's like, well, the reptilians are feeding off the negative energy. Fine. Let's say that they're not reptilians and they're actually homunculus. They're feeding off of something. You know what I'm saying? Like they want to continue that cycle, that endless cycle of hate and division for a reason, because what, a house divided cannot stand? I mean, it's in the freaking Bible.
And also, like, playing both sides, like, it is so financially profitable. During the rise of the Third Reich, it was a very small majority of people who actually wanted to be a part of that. It's crazy. But it's all business. It's not personal. Mm-hmm. I take it so personally because I see that there's an agenda at play. And me being Jewish, everyone's like, you're a victim. Everyone's like blaming me. I'm a victim. Like, I've brought up that this is a psyop probably in, I would say, 5 videos in the last like 5 years, mm-hmm. or what, 4 years or whatever. I've only brought it up a few times, and every time I do, it's just like I lose subscribers. And I'm coming to a point where I feel like it's good, because I'm becoming more of like, I don't really care what the crowd is going to say to me. I'm going to like look for the truth and speak the truth of the way I look at it. Not the way I even look at it. I've done the research. It's just like a total psyop happening now. And it's got me all in my feels.
It feels like everything's a psyop nowadays, though, dude. And that's why I tend to stay in my lane as far as when doing research. That's why I like, I guess, ancient history or history. But even then, you can't trust history, because how many book burnings have there been? And how many things have been manipulated in all these books that we read? But that's why I mostly focus on the occult and the esoteric side of things, because I feel like, even though it's not straightforward and a lot of these, it's directly tied into everything that we're talking about as far as the people running the psychological operations, because it seems like these elite groups have used the occult and the esoteric for their acquisition of power. So it's all full circle, where they're using magic, they're using the occult, they're using all this stuff to influence all these psyops. You know what I mean? And they understand human psychology, right? That's what a psyop is. It's a psychological operation. And if they can just wreck your entire world view, which sometimes, I don't know about you, Donut, but looking into this, it can feel right. you feel sad, you feel defeated, and it's working. What they're doing is working. And we have to see past that. We got to see past the bullshit and understand what's going on, because, dude, there's still people arguing about politics, dude.
Right. And so, like, there's a big push for big tobacco right now. Huge push. It's funny because my whole life I've been smoking tobacco. And everyone's like, get off that, you know? And now everyone's like, you need to take the tobacco to protect you from the robots that are going into your... I want to kind of stay like, I'm trying not to say certain words.
It's fine. I can censor it for YouTube, but say it because I'm interested in what you're saying.
So there's a book called Propaganda, written by Edward Bernays. They changed it because the Nazis were the number one propagandists. So they changed it to public relations. Now, the guy Edward Bernays is where we get Netflix, right? Netflix is connected to that bloodline of that family as well. And what it is changing group thought. It's changing public opinion, the way people think. And the best way to do that is through actors in Hollywood and Joe Rogan. And Joe Rogan is on Netflix. Cat Williams is on Netflix. But they're the counterculture, just like Timothy Leary is. We were all put in a prison during the lockdowns of 2020 when Andrew Tate, Dan Bilzerian, and all these people were selling pornography on the internet. I was talking about the lockdown symbolism. They were not. Candace Owens was working for the Daily Wire and Ben Shapiro. Like, these people that are saying to smoke nicotine, they're all promoting big tobacco or whatever. They all sell it too. They're all part of the, they own the farms.
Both sides.
They own the tobacco farms, and they own these companies. So you get Tucker Carlson and Glenn Beck. They're the mainstream media back in 2012, Fox News. They were the mainstream media. And now, because they're on a YouTube video or Twitter, they're not. And everybody's pushing tobacco. Zyn, if you take tobacco, it's going to protect you because a doctor said so. It's going to protect you from the nanoparticles of the medicine. It's going to protect you from everything. All you got to do. This is the big thing. Every time I come and do a video and say, I got 1 month off of nicotine, the hardest thing I've ever done, the whole comment section is just like, you need tobacco. You need nicotine. It's the healthiest thing in the whole world. And look, when the power grid goes down, they're trying to divide everybody for the leave the world behind hypnosis priming. For when the power grid goes down, if you're hooked on nicotine or drugs, you are fucked if you are hooked on something, unless you got a ton of it. If the first people that will die are old people and people hooked on drugs.
Because they're not going to
drugs,
get them.
Those people. That's what's going to happen. There's a book called 1 Second After about the EMP and about the blackout of America in the cover of the book, which all of Congress promoted people to read, was an eclipse. We are going into eclipse season this month. The eclipse will be on September 22nd or September 18th, going into the equinox. So these astrological alignments are super important, going back to John Dee, going back to everybody knows that if you're into this type of research, that the ley lines, as above, so below, it's all connected to the rituals. And this eclipse season that we're entering into is going to, I wrote down something that I heard an astrologer say. It really scared me.
So I have here September 2024 lunar eclipse. A partial lunar eclipse will take place Wednesday, 17 and 18, September 2024. And it says here this eclipse will take place 9 hours before perigee, meaning the moon will be a supermoon with a distance of 35,000 357,486 kilometers and a diameter of 33.4.
Uh-oh. Oh, man. So this eclipse is a portal for the chaos of 2025. If you Google 2025, nothing but like Armageddon shows up. So it's, we're going into a really crazy time, especially for the Middle East. And what I was trying to get at with the propaganda, tying it all in with that, is that Edward Bernays and propagandists had doctors saying this cigarette's healthy. They had women smoking, so women would smoke. Women used to not smoke. It wasn't cool, but they had women smoking. I've been talking too much. Sorry about that.
Dude, do your thing, bro. I'm interested in everything you're saying, because I rely on Donut Factory for all my Illuminati news, and this is news to me of them pushing this nicotine, which, right, recently I started vaping again, unfortunately, but it is what it is.
Give it up, though. Like, seriously, it's the worst month ever.
Also, after this month, go ahead and give it up, but let's get through all the Armageddon stuff and the supermoon portals and all that, and then go ahead and give up the nicotine. But, dude, it's, again, playing both sides. What people don't understand is that both political parties, they're two different sides of the same coin. And people are so tied up into, oh, well, this, that, blue, red, left, right. And you're being sucked into it. And there's people fighting, dude. There's people who kill other people, violence, because of these parties. And at the end of the day, nothing is ever done. Nothing is ever really done. We have 4 years of the same shit. You know what I mean? The same thing. And what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. We haven't had the results that we've wanted. So when are people going to wake up and see that the system sucks? And in my opinion, if we could have no system, I'd be okay with that. I'd be okay with the less government, the least amount of government possible, the better. I don't want the government telling me what to do. And people seem to love it. Every day, every year, people go out and they get their little stickers, dude. They get their little sigil. I voted. And they post it all on their profile pictures, and they do the ring around their pictures. You really think it makes a difference? No.
It's a rare breed, the homuncologist himself. Somebody who wants the freedom and the live and let live is very rare. Most of the world wants a king or queen to rule them. They want daddy or mommy to spank them and tell them everything gonna be okay and whatnot. Very rare.
Do you think that's genetic, though, dude? That we've always had hierarchy and kings and chiefs and tribes, and we know that bloodlines follow that. Certain bloodlines are here to lead. Certain bloodlines are always in royalty. That's a homunculus, bro. People who are bred to lead, people who are bred to be put in a certain position. That's what it's always been all about. Look at the Habsburgs, where they would keep it all in the family, and they got deformed from how much they would keep it in the family. They would develop hemophilia. They would develop all these different diseases.
Steve Bannon is a Habsburg.
Steve Bannon?
He's connected to the Habsburgs.
Who's this? Former White House chief strategist. Really?
Yeah, he's like part of the alt-right.
Interesting. So we know that they've just changed names. The snakes find their way, right, into the garden, always. And since the beginning, dude, it's always been about information. I've said this over and over again. The story of creation. Don't eat from that tree. Of what? Knowledge of good and evil. because then what? Then they have become like one of us. What do you mean, like one of us? Who's us? All right, who's us? And in my opinion, you can interpret that any which way. If you want to take it as a literal story, great, awesome. Allegorical, they wanted to keep that. They occulted that knowledge. Whoever that entity was in that book was occulting that knowledge, but they dangled it right in front of your face. Like, hey, you can have all these other trees in here, except for that one right there. And we know that we can't, you can't tell a child not to touch something, because what are they going to do? They're going to touch it. What's that big red button do? And it's curiosity just that killed the cat.
No to drugs. They tell kids that at the stage where they want to rebel, which is weird.
Did you have DARE when you were in school, dude?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I did this DARE thing where they're like, all you like fifth graders, write something down to make people get off drugs, like a slogan, right? I don't pay attention in school. I am just daydreaming and doodling and staring at girls and stuff. When I was like, you know, and all I heard was make a slogan. So I wrote it, and I wrote buy one, get one free. And I remember and it was about getting people off drugs, and I wrote buy one, get one free. And they just looked at me. And also, like, I used to carry this knife with me, this pocket knife. So in like school, in elementary school, because Vegas, I mean, you got FBI, trafficking, kids getting kidnapped, just crazy shit when you're in Vegas. So I always, and I grew up fighting. So I've been in so many different fights ever since I was in elementary school. I carried this blade with me so I could shank someone if they tried to do something. I know, right? That's crazy. Which kind of maybe that's where my paranoia is like coming from.
This guy's last name, Brogan.
I'm Doe Rogan.
Look at this. In 1990, if you take Rogan. German for 17 weeks, you're not going to speak Germans. So there's been a few a criticism against. Well,
They brought a German Shepherd in, and I was so scared, Juan. I was hyperventilating because I thought the German Shepherd could sniff a knife. Because I didn't know how they worked. I thought they could sniff out weapons, and I was so scared. If you look at the DARE logo, I think it is the magnum opus.
Let me find it here. I saw it with the lion on it.
Yeah, that one right there with the lion on it. So right there is the magnum opus of alchemy with the three different words. Alcoholics Anonymous uses it as well. But isn't that cool?
Yeah, dude. And again, that's why I relate everything to alchemy, because it is about, once you step into even John Dee, the alchemy of light and the Monus Hieroglyphica, which was something that he used to, quite literally, the Monus Hieroglyphica was a symbol that John Dee used, and he believed that you could manipulate reality. This was the answer of manipulating reality itself. And this is why mimetic warfare and mimetic magic is so powerful, because it went from doing the actual work within the lab to doing the work through pictures and assigning pictures or memes or letters or whatever a certain value. And that would be sympathetic, in a sympathetic magical way linked to the real thing. And if you could manipulate that picture, you could manipulate said thing. So take that into account. I mean, and everything, bro, everything has a logo. What does logos mean? The logos is God, right? Spirit, the source, the one. And everything has a logo. Therefore, if we apply these principles to that, everything, it's a form of animism, essentially. Everything has a sort of essence. you could choose to believe it, how you can choose not to believe it, which is fine. But know that the country of the United States of America has sigil. Look at our money. It's sigil bucks. It's got all the, got the pyramid with the eye on the back of it, has all this other stuff on it, has the faces of dead presidents, or we worship these dead presidents, dude, till this day, because it's all about the worship of money.
The sun right there is the CircumPunk, and that's the Target logo.
Yeah, dude, it's all, it's how you're saying, it's all a psychological operation, all of reality, and it's, it all started with these magicians. And there's always a connection between government and magicians. John Dee, Queen Elizabeth, 007, Aleister Crowley. All these guys always have ties to three-letter agencies.
Now, Juan, they got these sigils, they got this work, and it's just the images, but isn't there some sort of action that needs to be taken place for it to be activated, like some drugs? Like, we just heard the president get pushed ayahuasca and shrooms to give to all of Congress and marijuana and whatnot. So what? This is a, yeah, the president, Lex Fridman podcast, told the president to take ayahuasca, nudging him to it, nudging him to get all of Congress to take shrooms. Now, ayahuasca and ayahuasca sound similar, and the study of resetting the autonomic nervous system of this counterculture of the hippie movement, or the Concord prison experiment, where they took prisoners, Timothy Leary, who had the same job Jordan Peterson had, to take these prisoners and turn them into good citizens. Now, we were all locked down. Right after the lockdown, we were given AI and mushrooms, microdosing, made it super popular, to the point that the president is being nudged. And so this word nudge in the psychological trick was brought on by the guy who worked for Obama, and he got hired on the Obama team because, and he wrote a book called Nudge, because he wrote this whole thing on how to debunk conspiracy theories, like how to make them not. And so he, that's how he got hired for Obama. He wrote a book called Nudge, and that's what's been happening. It's just nudging. Joe Rogan, Lex Fridman, everybody's nudging.
And doesn't Obama talk about dangerous conspiracies? Wasn't it him that talked about how dangerous, like, I believe it was a clip of him where he's like, these dangerous conspiracies, you know, people make up the craziest things. But 9 times out of 10, dude, Alex Jones was right.
Yeah, Obama. So the Juggalos were just at the music video awards. Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope were at the VMAs. This is a huge moment in Juggalo culture, because these are the underdogs who never got the recognition. But it's because Jelly Roll has stepped into a position, and I believe Jelly Roll is the moon child. I could pull up the images as well.
Yeah, go ahead.
But Obama turned me into a gang member because I am a fan, and my mom, and, you know, my sister or whatever, because we listen to the music. If you listen to ICP, you are classified a gang member by the FBI and Obama for liking a band. And now they were just at the VMAs. Oh, sorry. You got my screen up.
Were they at the VMAs? Look, just now?
Yeah, they were, bro. It blew my mind, bro. So I think I know what's going on, though, because I've been looking at it. So this was the Alien Kiss. And here's her. She's sucking them off. And there's the alien. And she's like making out with him and the alien. But this is the ritual that we saw with Madonna and Christina Aguilera, Bad Bunny, kissing two different people. So that's the three-way kiss that happens at these rituals.
You think, dude, real quick, right? And keep the alien thing, because I want to get it right. We had Obama with that movie. of the Leave the World Behind, and now allegedly they are working with Netflix, the Bernays, to publish a movie on the Barney Hill and that story of the aliens and that too. And this is making me think this alien sex ritual that we're witnessing here, right? You mentioned Iowas and Lamb, right? Which Crowley was real hard into sex magic. Do you think that this is like another version or a homage to that? Like, hey, here's sex, here's aliens. And I just seen before we jumped on that they gave a new UFO handbook to police across the U.S. Police across the U.S. given new UFO handbook as they pose significant safety risks. This is from 4 or 5 days ago. Police across the U.S. have published the first guide on unidentified anomalous phenomenon, the new name for UFOs, which details such encounters and how these incidents should be reported. Bro, what?
That's wild. That's crazy.
That's insane. We're living in a 11. Look at that. 11 page. 11 is the number of Thelema, bro. 11 is the number of magic. 1-1.
Damn. And then remember on the Illuminati founding day, May 1st, the day they supposedly got bin Laden, the day you had to turn all your gold in when we got off the gold reserve standard. That was when the aliens invaded Las Vegas and there was that police call. And then what we're going to see happen, and this is just pattern recognition, is that there's going to be tragic events. It's going to get really bad. And then you're going to give up all hope on humanity. And then you're going to get one of these alien stories, which is going to make you be like, oh, Lord of the Rings, sort of like, let me escape into the Star Wars. And you're taking the ayahuasca and the mushrooms and the weaponized weed. And so that becomes, they're resetting the autonomic nervous system for a new belief system. That's what's going on.
The new Alien Romulus movie that just came out too on 8/14 or 8/16/24, I think it was. So I did some gematria there. We have and I was talking about this on a stream recently where
the 8/14. That's abracadabra, right?
No, it was 8/16/24. So 8 + 8 + 8. So you have the 8/16 in there, or 6/18, which I think is part of 6/18. I think it's something. I think I've heard you say about that. But gematria is also another one of these tools that they use to reinforce these magical operations. And I'm looking at this strictly from a magical perspective, right? The repercussions or the results that they get, we don't really know, because it seems like this is like an ever-ending thing. It always seems like they're going on and on. And so I was talking about the state of movies, where movies, it just seems like they're putting all this money into production, even shows. You had Star Wars Acolyte, which was a super big flop, had $180 million budget or something, and it looked like garbage. But it seems like all these movies, Aliens, for example, are just regurgitations of the same story over and over and over and over again. And they keep making these movies and people keep watching. I'm a big Alien fan, and I think that's why I enjoyed Prometheus so much, because it was different from the main story, but it ties into the universe in some sort of way. But yeah, the Alien Romulus, and if you look at the story of Romulus, where, you know, they're raised by wolves, these mythological kings and queens, back again to this ancient bloodline that we always talk about. Look at Prometheus and what that is all about. Like these white giants that did what? That they engineered, that they were the engineers that engineered humanity. Like, what are they pushing? You know, like, you have to look at behind the scenes, right?
Yeah. And then the AI guy. Yeah, I love that movie, that Prometheus movie. It's one of those movies that you first watch it, it's boring, you turn it off, you fall asleep.
I've watched it on mushrooms, don't I?
But you keep going. It's a movie that you keep going back to. Like, they even have predictive program. Yeah, it's a great film. Did you like Romulus?
I haven't seen it.
Okay, I haven't either.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, but it's definitely fake and gay.
Yeah, it's definitely it's all fake and gay. The faker it is, donut, the gayer it gets. And I seen that you pulled up the 93, the Star Wars Darth Vader actor, which he was in a ton of movies too, bro. He was in a whole bunch of movies. And what is that? Star Wars was set in our galaxy in the 33rd century.
Yeah, I just, you know, I just made a little funny thing.
Yeah,
but dope. Yeah, the numbers. So that's like saying hello in Aleister Crowley's cult. Mm-hmm. And the 33, Disney's 33 Club. Disney owns Star Wars, George Lucas. Like, it's all super cool. It's all connected, these storylines. I just love how this is like the sex symbolism. I really like. Here's some more memetic magic, though, with Donald Trump.
Yeah,
he there you shared go. This. And I feel so vindicated all the time because I make something and then I'm like, man, am I stretching? And so like I do a video and I'm like, yo, this is Jason. This is a meme. Jason, they're scaring everybody for something. And this is memetic magic. And that's what I said. And then like seriously, right after that, they had this debate where it's obvious to even the public and the mainstream news that it's memetic magic right here. Memes of cats and whatnot. So you tune into a 101 podcast, you tune into Donut, you're getting the news early. We were talking about this years ago.
Well, we did that episode on memetic magic where you brought up the animal connection and how it's tied into shamanism, where the information is presented to them through the use of this medium, which is an animal. So here we have this story that a lot of people are saying it's not true, this is not real, they're not actually eating the cats. Some people are saying, yeah, they're actually eating the cats. There's videos here and there, and it's the cat. it's the cat. Back again to the cat. The Egyptians worship the cats, right? So 100% is mimetic warfare, dude. And they're doing here they are. They're not jerking dolphins off anymore. They're jerking aliens off. Well, maybe dolphins are aliens. So I think that dolphins could be aliens.
Thank you for bringing that up. I totally forgot about that. Like, cause it was all about the frog.
Yeah.
And look at the frog and the cat are connected to Beelzebub, I believe. Chaos. Chaos.
Mm-hmm.
This is chaos magic. So the mimetic magic is tied to chaos magic, and they're using the chaos satanic gods of the frogs, the cats, and the flies. Is that what's going on?
I'm sorry.
Beelzebub?
Probably, dude. I was searching up here because you brought up Jason, Halloween, these slasher movies. And yes. Halloween is one of them. And if I recall correctly, there's Halloween Resurrection, where Michael Myers is electrocuted by Freddy entangled in electric wiring. His body, along with the bodies of his victims, are taken to the morgue. And then I guess he resurrected? So the pitch was meta take involved bust this character making a documentary about the events leading up to the resurrection. So let's see here. Continuous murder spree. Because this, Halloween essentially solidified the serial killer slasher horror genre. Really, it's like the first one of the, again, the same movie over and over and over and over again. You have this creepy killer that seems to almost be non-human. He always finds a way to show up wherever you are and get you, no matter what you do. He's invincible. He's a freaking Frankenstein. He's a homunculus, whatever he is. And then you have that picture that you showed of Trump. You know, they're really hitting on those notes of everything that's been programmed into our genetics, because I think, what's a meme? The smallest form of information. And what do you do with a meme?
It's always
you
make the culture. Knife. It's always that. Yeah, good point. Like Jason, the knife. Everything's always is the knife. The Scream Mask, the Ghostface Killer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even ICP. Even ICP, bro. They're all about what? About murder. And they're what? Clowns. Michael Myers wearing that white mask. That's almost like a clown. And what are the clowns? They're Nephilim, dude. Right? The clowns are the Nephilim.
Wicked clown. Yeah. Well, so like the whole Juggalo connection. Let me bring up these pictures real quick. Just jump. I know we jumping all around, but I kind of want to get your take on. We cooking. Let me see. Yeah, I'm jumping all around. I got like a lot of different stuff that I know you could talk for. Oh, but okay, here it is. So the rituals, and also just to add on to the cat thing, Taylor Swift posted this cat meme right here and endorsed Kamala. She posts this cat while the cats are being eaten and endorsed Kamala. And Kamala in Hebrew backwards is Amalek, which is the enemy of Israel. Whoa. And somebody even pointed out the anagram of Harris and Walls spells out Sharia law, which is kind of interesting because they do use etymology and symbolism for mind control, just like Eminem, he's performing here. And it's a 33. I mean, most people won't see that and be like, no, it's not. It's not a 33, even though it obviously is a 33, right? And
real quick, Donut, before you get into that, and I'm ignorant to this, but do Jewish people believe in an antichrist, or what do you guys? Because you're talking about essentially Kamala could be the antichrist.
Yeah, they believe in an adversary. So you're either like, and I believe it's called Satan, and it's like. And don't quote me, I'm a dumbass, but from what I picked up from going to being Jewish, going to temple or whatever, is that you could either be going towards God, there's an inclination going towards God, doing mitzvahs, which are good deeds, or you're not going that way. And that's the adversary, which would be like Satan, like Satan or something like that.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Just want to remind everyone, make sure to check out the show on Patreon, patreon.com/the101podcast. I constantly get emails, only one episode a week. Yeah, one episode a week for the public. But for as little as $5 a month, you can get up to two, sometimes three, sometimes one episode per day on the Patreon, as well as on the YouTube channel as a member for as little as $5. And there's also on the Patreon over 250 episodes only found on there. There's an extensive backlog of episodes. So check that out for those interested, for those asking. Make sure to follow the show on YouTube, Juan Juan Podcast. Also, Juan Juan Media. I am going live every Tuesday on there streaming. I also go live on twitch.tv/Juan Juan Podcast. So make sure to check me out on there Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern. And make sure to get your copy of the Occultus Mundi Homunculus Owner's Manual, all that good stuff at tjojp.com. You can pick up your copies there. Or go over to the Ko-Fi. I'm on Facebook, Twitch, Kick, Rumble, all that good stuff. You know where to find it. And enjoy this episode.
But I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. It's very complicated stuff. Like the Torah, the Talmud, and all these different things that are a big topic now that nobody has a freaking clue what the hell they're talking about. you gotta sit, like the Talmud is like hundreds and hundreds of books. It's like 200 books or something, and it's a discourse between rabbis of like Plato. Like you read Plato
conversation
or whatever. Yeah. How it's like a discourse. Oh, can you do this? But what if you do this? Well, what if this? What, you know, it's a discourse, and all the stuff that Dan Bilzerian shares, saying like all the blood libel and all the Jewish stuff, and he writes Goy, it's all lies. All the stuff that he shared is all been debunked. This is all old stuff. It's just this new space, which is, it's a total psyop. And I know it is.
The memes get attached, and they feed like parasitic life forms off of people. And that's why information is alive, Donna. Information is the knife, right? It's the knife, and you can do a lot of things with it.
And also, like, the Jews couldn't learn Kabbalah, I think, till you were like 45 or something.
Yeah.
Because you'd have to be so like understood in like, you can't just pick up a book and like read it and understand it, you know. And that's kind of probably a lot of the reasons why Jews excel. Like, for me, I don't jump around on a lot of topics. I'm pretty dedicated to just one topic of that I study, kind of like yourself. So I know I've repeated myself in all of our podcasts a bunch of times.
No, I don't think you have, bro. I think it's all relevant.
Okay.
I think it's all relevant. And we talk about something different every single time.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Got to keep it fresh. But so with the Juggalos and the Moonchild, my hypothesis from what I learned from you is that the Aleister Crowley story of the Moonchild was about a black and a white secret society, magical society that battled against each other's, which was Samuel L. Mathers, mm-hmm. right? Like Marshall Mathers, Samuel L. Mathers, Golden Dawn. And then you had the Aleister Crowley, which was like the Black Lodge type of thing, which
he was the White Lodge. He was the good guys.
Oh, they were the good guys. Okay. Yeah, so
Crowley was the good guy.
I feel like Eminem would be the good guy. And then ICP may be the bad guy. I don't really know. I've never like read the book before. From what I've gathered from what's about the synopsis or whatever. And I think that's what's going on with Eminem and ICP. And there's this guy Jelly Roll, who's the most famous person right now. And I called it, I predicted the rise of Jelly Roll because it's a 3-6 mafia connection with these rituals that are going down. Because I've been in this underground world of Juggalo, of 3-6 Mafia, Jelly Roll. I even edited a Jelly Roll interview back in the day before anyone knew him. I'd go to concerts and his wife was there. They weren't married at the time, but like I was in this world since I was like 12 years old, 10 years old. And now on the world stage, Jelly Roll is the moon at the VMAs. And I believe they're setting him up as a moon child type ritual. I don't know what that is, but there's a connection to all this. Like, this is totally a Masonic compass behind 3-6 Mafia. And they get the award. And this is where Terrence Howard, who is like super famous now, right? Terrence Howard.
Because of Bro Rogan.
So there's this connection to this underground world in the mainstream world that I've been watching. It's interesting.
So you should
probably didn't make any sense there. I'm just throwing
That's a good connection because I think you should read the Moonchild book, bro. It's a tough read, but there's a lot of stuff in there that'll make you go, what the hell is this? And
okay,
if my calculations are correct, it goes back to what we talked about at the beginning, where Jelly Roll was born a moon child, right? And now they're projected, literally there, he's projected onto the world stage, and then they use whatever energy that he's harvesting for anything else. you know, depending on what their end goal is. Because it's like, I've always wondered, why do these people want so much money? They own the money printers. They own it. They're the ones that make money. They control the price of gold. They control everything. So in my opinion, that's why it steps into the manipulation of subtle energy. And I recently did an episode with Ani, shout out to Ani, and Joe Roop on the physics of subtle energy and how they use.
That was a good show.
Oh, you listened to it?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, bro. That you know, we broke that down because it's always like, oh, it's a ritual. Well, what it, how and why and where? And it ties into, bro, it ties into John Dee, because John Dee helped establish the longitude and latitude system. He was one of the first cartographers that worked hand in hand with some of the earlier famous cartographers. And when we're talking about him establishing the Monus Hieroglyphica, which was a symbol that you could essentially use to manipulate reality, there's researchers that have speculated, is John Dee the Demiurge, right? Is he the one that is looking at us through the peephole? The peephole might be the moon, right? We don't know what's there. Did we go there? No. Right? We lost the technology. Was it occult technology that you use to... And then you have the astronauts stuck in space right now. You seen that?
Just
story?
Like that movie that we did. We cover that movie about Adam Sandler being stuck in space.
Alien Romulus. It's all about being stuck in space and this entity, this thing.
And there's a weird noise. They heard a weird noise. Yes. Did you see that?
Yeah.
It's just like the movie. It's just like that's how it's called priming. Like, we saw all the Twin Towers collapsing. We saw all the zombie movies. This is all priming it for the alien stuff.
And that's the thing with the alien, because I feel like aliens have made a shift in the mainstream, or maybe in the field that we're in, where they went from actual things. You have the Obamas working on this alien, one of the most famous alien cases, probably the first one, I think, right?
It's the first abduction of an alien. It's this black guy with a white
interracial.
So very
interracial. But if you read Fritz Springmeier, which I know you know about Fritz Springmeier, he says that the alien abductions are implanted memories, bro. That no one actually gets abducted, and that it's just a way of them tricking your mind to believing you're abducted. Because aliens always do sexual things to people, right? They're always probing you, and pretty sure it was South Park, right? That has always made jokes about the probing and all that. Well, what if
the first episode?
Well, there you go. What if that's again a case of sexual assault against somebody, and they got a way of manipulating your memories to give you PTSD and make you think that you experienced something completely different? That would make aliens fake and gay, literally.
Damn.
And that's coming straight from Springmeier, who wrote about that in the 90s.
You can't misgender the alien. We
gotta ask them. They them. Yeah, or, yeah, yeah. My bad.
We gotta ask their elementary school teacher.
Yeah, for sure. We
can say that they're gay.
So that's just my opinion on that, because there is a big agenda for the alien stuff. And I just don't know where I stand with it, because as a kid growing up, I was heavily into UFOs and aliens, dude. I was heavy into
that. The biggest thing. I got the alien. That's all I got. Alien chains, alien shirts, alien. I knew the aliens
Lil
were
Wayne,
watching me.
I'm a Martian, right?
Lil Wayne's a Martian.
You know, like that sort of priming, like you said, that this predictive programming that they put in the rap music industry, which yeah, dude. So again, these people literally might not be human, in my opinion. And if anything, they're that's bred.
Eminem, Lil Wayne's album, I'm Not a Human.
Is it right?
Yeah. I'm not a human. And it was his most satanic one, and it had like this moth on it.
I am not a human being is the name of it's got the cicada.
There was only like one good song on it.
Damn,
one or
dude.
Two. And I'm a huge Weezy F Baby fan. You know, If anyone should be allowed to be an Illuminati, I give Lil Wayne, like, yo, you deserve that, bro.
And Birdman had this Diddy-like essence to him, right? For a long time, he was kissing on the mouth.
Birdman had people, he had people rape Lil Wayne.
Wow.
That's what Lil Wayne said. Lil Wayne said that.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Drake was in here. Future was in here. 2 Chainz.
Man, I said some crazy stuff in this podcast.
Yeah, you did say some crazy stuff, bro. You did say some crazy stuff. But
My bad.
No, you're good, dude. Reality's crazy. And we have Slim Shady murdering his alter ego. Did you see that? I think it was Houdini.
It was a really great album. This album that he just released, he brought back Slim Shady and the elements. Because I've been listening to Slim Shady since day one. I saw the day he premiered Slim Shady, Hi, My Name Is, on MTV when I was in the fourth grade. And I got his album in the fourth grade, which was a moon. His album was a big moon, and he was murdering his wife on this big moon, and he's B Rabbit, the bunny, which is on the moon. So there's all this moon symbolism, and you open it and there's just the pill of Vicodin, which is the opioid. And then my generation and me goes through this opioid epidemic. There's the first album, great album. And he brings up, a great album. Produced by Dr. Dre, so it's a homunculus album. And Dr. Dre chose Eminem and branded him because he never cussed. Because his Infinite album, which was totally different than this persona of Eminem, which is the 33 or whatever, But yeah, so this new album, Houdini, and Houdini was pretty gangster, actually, the real Houdini, because he called out all the magicians. He says, y'all are fake and gay. And he pretty did much. A whole tour exposing all these magicians. So I feel like maybe, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, and there's a connection also with Houdini and H.P. Lovecraft, where he wrote a story for him about a dream he had, allegedly. And he got kidnapped under the pyramid, and was some entities held him captive there or something. But this concept of, and I'll even say this, I didn't listen to Houdini because I feel, and I haven't listened to some albums that have come out. First of all, I don't listen to Drake anymore. Fuck Drake, right? He's fuck him. And I haven't listened
to
some.
Whoa. Yeah, what's the hostility against Drake? What happened?
He's a PDF file.
I've never listened to him ever, so I don't know.
And
except for that one song.
I'll say this: I haven't listened to some music because I feel like some of the music, and this is coming from me who reads like occult books and all this shit, because I feel like some of this music is used to possess people, bro. Like, I think this music is to blame for a lot of the... This album does it. Do what?
This album does it. At the song Houdini, there's a shift in the music. I listen to it, and I'm like, damn, this is pretty good. This is Slim Shady. Then it goes into Houdini, which is an earworm song, and the rest of the album turns weird. It's like a weird vibe, and then Jelly Roll's on it. It just gets... It's like dope. Houdini earworm, it gets stuck in your head and it's weird. I didn't mean to interrupt that, so don't listen to this album.
What the heck, dude? I mean, I believe you. Look at this. You have the last greatest magician in the world, and then he's got this skull, right? The whole skull and bones connection that's pouring out these entities, and it feels like, and then he's got the entities here with the microphone. So again, has the microphone replaced the skull? Is this what they're using for the divination now, where they're prophesizing to you with the microphone? Because it feels like that, dude. It feels like these guys are, because Eminem's records were garbage. You know, a couple records ago when he was beefing with Machine Gun Kelly, and you know, Machine Gun Kelly that does blood rituals with his girlfriend That was in Transformers. Megan Fox, right? That they do bloodletting rituals and all that.
Machine Gun Kelly and Jelly Roll are both part of the Juggalo world at the Gathering of the Juggalos. So there's this weird, like, politics in the background.
Yeah, they're all initiates, bro. They're all initiates of some secret organization. We know that they're conducting sodomy behind closed doors. That's the whole thing with Diddy, and that's the whole thing with Birdman. And I'm sure there's other ones that are behind closed doors. Look at Drake. I mean, that's the whole allegations against him, that maybe perhaps they could be running some sort of ring that is taking
So you got Kendrick Lamar going to be opening up the
he just came out with a new song yesterday too.
Well, he's going to be opening up the Superb Owl ritual, the Super Bowl.
Really?
Right? Yeah.
I know
and
that.
And so they're doing a beef, Drake and Kendrick, they're doing this beef, but they all work together. It's like not a real beef. Drake beefed with 50 Cent, and it was fabricated, and Kanye for record sales. Like, the more you beef, the more. And it worked, because now Kendrick is, they're not like us, right? As Kendrick Lamar is.
Who's us?
Like, yeah, he's like, they're not like us. Like, that was his whole thing, just like to, and it's like the biggest thing ever, but like, the dude's opening the Super Bowl. Now, the Super Bowl is an imitation of warfare, and the rituals from the lockdown with the weekend has been priming us for war since then, and it's all in the ritual, and it's all connected to whatever is happening that year. It's very scary. But we have more viewers watching the Super Bowl than any other television event. It's the biggest louche festival ever. More people watch it than any other event on TV, and it's record numbers right now. People are watching football at record numbers the first week of football, and there was this Dolphins ritual. So, I mean, there's probably going to be some Illuminati Dolphin for the Super Bowl, but Kendrick Lamar is opening it. You don't perform on the world stage at that level without you being part of the Illuminati bloodlines. Eminem performed at the Super Bowl because these are the mind controllers of the world. Why are gangsters, drug dealers, and murderers? Murder was the case that they gave me. Are superheroes, the anti-hero. Like, if you want to be popular, you want 100 million views, be about debauchery, be the anti-hero. That's what people want, is gangsters or the Joker. Those are the two anti-hero, because we're all sick, because we live in this sick society as well. There's a huge psychological thing going on. They know the psychology.
And it's like how you said, right? So sports is another one of those where I mentioned at the beginning, literally playing both sides. These teams are owned by certain individuals. All these stadiums are built along, in my opinion, along certain lines for certain reasons. And it's one of the biggest sports of all time. And people also have a sort of identity politics or identity crisis with their teams. There was a fight that I saw on Twitter a couple of days ago where it was guys from, I think it was like the Raiders and some other team, and they were like kicking each other's asses, bro. They were fighting. And it all starts with this, with something that, and maybe, dude, you know, guys like me and you who are able to see through the bullshit, like, I think it's so dumb when I see people go all out with sports or whatever it is. And if you think about, right, ball, right, football, basketball, it's all back again, the worship
of their lord, it's their gods,
right? The ball's in your court. Yeah, so I think
and
that
even like the the thing with the two things sticking up is like Ball with his hands sticking up.
The Monus Hieroglyphico?
No.
Oh, the goal, the post.
Yeah, Moloch. It's like Moloch.
Oh, and you offer what you offer. It's an offering. It's a ball made of pigskin.
Yeah.
I've heard it put, it's a yoni made of pigskin. And they're just kicking it around and offering it to
Yeah, bro, that's nuts.
And if you look at the
and it's on Sunday because it's religious.
If you look at the trophies, they also look like keyholes as well. So there's something about, again, unlocking that aspect. And I believe it's all about unlocking the psychology and the psyche of people. And it goes back. I don't know if you've ever read the Crowd Psychology by Gustave Le Bon. You should check that book out, dude, because it's right along what you're always talking about.
I got it. Yeah.
You got to check it out because he talks about a lot of academic stuff because he is the father of crowd psychology, but then he adds a little bit of occult in there. It's like, oh, there's something, there's a contagion that these people are being exposed to that's making them change and making them act, in my opinion, demonic sometimes. And we saw that through the riots that were happening during the lockdowns, right? That was like a big thing. People were out when they weren't supposed to be, and they were doing a lot of bad things. They were taking these bricks that were just placed there, right? That they were just thrown.
The crowd is not an individual entity. When you're part of the group, you're part of the group think, you're part of the crowd, you're part of the audience, you are not an individual. You become part of the hive collective, and you can be dominated and controlled because that is the feminine. And then there's the Adolf Hitler leader or whatever that controls the crowd where it wants to go. And the crowd is always wrong.
And
they're not individuals. They all move. Like, you see it with stampeding. You see it like you see it as a group collective. You see it with religions too. Like when religious gatherings and whatever, football gatherings, you can see it becomes a group collective. Like not one-on-one. Yeah.
And
the one-on-one podcast.
We've been talking about this for a minute now, where, for example, we talked about the Illuminati worms and how that might be contributing to everything. And we have RFK with the dead worm in his head. I have a shirt that says a brain worm for president.
Why does he talk like that?
I was wondering the same thing, dude. I saw him recently on some podcast. I didn't listen to it, but I saw he was on, what's that lady's podcast?
Roseanne.
And he's like, he talks kind of weird, right? I think it's the brain worm.
He talks like it's his last words before he dies.
It's was it Brainworm Jim or Earthworm Jim? What the hell's the name of that? Earthworm Jim.
You got to make the America healthy. And then he's married to the girl in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Is he?
Yeah. So Larry David's wife in Curb Your Enthusiasm, he's actually married to her, Cheryl.
Oh, wow.
The show. Yeah.
Yeah, I see that. Can you imagine having to listen to him give like a State of the Union speech? And then all the people who shouldn't trust the government, it should be this guy. Because look at what happened to his whole family. And he's still... That's why I think
Look at what happened to Trump, too, with the assassination attempt.
Was that... Do you think it was real or not, bro?
Well, so... Me, like... So there's two different like realities, right? I cover the occult and questioning the mainstream narrative in a sense. So at first, when it first happened, I didn't think it was, I thought it was real. I'm like, this is real. Like, this is scary. But I have my donut channel and I'm going to question it. So I questioned it, even though I thought it was real. And the more I questioned it, the more I started to believe, oh man, this don't look real. although there's real elements to it, but it does seem like everything is fake and gay on the world stage. But I'm just stepping back. Let's just say it was real, then it makes sense, kind of. So I don't know. What if it's real? What if it's not real? Who knows? Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. The thing is with this kind of work and research, people can get lost in the imagination, like myself. So I can get paranoid, I can get schizo and whatever. So I got to step back, get grounded in reality, go outside, touch hang grass. Out with the family. You know, I was touching the grass this morning before we met, and I'm just petting the grass. I'm like, oh, hello, grass.
Hello, little
grass. How are you? Because like the content and research that we do, or I'm not sure if you fall into this, but I get freaked out sometimes because it's the group mind. What is social media? Social media is the collective group conscious mind that is being pushed by an algorithm. So like I posted something and I wrote shalom, or I post peace or salam. I just post like love, right? That's not going to get put in the algorithm. It'll get 2 likes, nothing. I post F you, Jew, or something, right? 1.2 million like likes or whatever. Or if I just said that, maybe you got to take that out. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
The social media is the collective mind just as much. And I'm on here and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to get freaking, they're going to kill me. I go outside. I'm like, it's beautiful out.
Yeah.
People are pretty chill, except for in the car, but everyone seems pretty legit. Like it's all fake and gay. And nothing wrong with gay. Yeah, I'm just being funny.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing. I have nothing against the gays. When I post that meme, it has nothing to do with the gays. It's beyond that. It's transcended that. But hey, if the shoe fits, you can wear it if you want to. But this aspect of the internet, which the internet encompasses social media as well. I look at social as the internet, which has occult origins too, bro. If we look at the internet, it came from where? From CERN. And then all the shady connections at CERN of what they're trying to do, quite literally open up portals to other dimensions. And I saw that they put I saw the movie poster for, because I know you mentioned Spaceman, the Adam Sandler movie that came out where he meets this primordial ancient spider in space, and the spider shows him where the center of reality and all the universe and everything and of existence, where it originates from, right at the purple light, that one point. And when he looks in it, he goes, well, I can see everything from this perspective. And I saw that recently, because I've talked about how, and I think it was with you, we talked about the Masonic Spider-Man, the occult spider gods, right? The arachnid gods, which in my opinion also ties into the World Wide Web, right? And they put on hold the movie Spider-Man Beyond the Spideyverse, I think it was the name of it. Let me look it up here real quick. They put it on hold. Spider-Man Beyond the Spider-Verse, because the spiders are the ones that control reality. So, all right, never mind. So this was fake news. So check this out, because the article that I saw said that the Spider-Verse, they had put it on hold or whatever. So Spider-Verse producer Chris Miller denies report that Sony scrapped most of third film. So apparently it's still going to go on. The reels are coming along nicely. And so this movie, Spider-Man Beyond. Spider-Man.
I'm sorry. Is a Spider-Man's connected to Crowley or the Ubermensch or Ubermensch or something you told me?
Well, so the spider, the way I've heard it put is that these people want to become, or you have the Freemasons that allegedly worship a spider god behind the scenes, Jubalon or something like that. Which is
half, that a big time thing?
It's very esoteric. Like, you can only find bits and pieces of it that I could find here and there. And it ties.
You go into the lodge and there's like some spiders, like,
so, what was it? Let me see here. Jubalon.
Hello there, I'm the Spider Man.
Masonic God. Let me see if I can find it. The name of the
spiders. I don't know why. Like, why would a spider? I guess spiders are actually kind of scary. Like,
they are. I mean,
especially like in the big ones.
So,
about it.
Let's see this guy right here. So,
look at that. It's the spider. It's the Chan. Frog and the cat and Chan. Yeah, it's Chan.
You got the Masonic there. So, check this out.
Planet Media.
And apparently, it's a word allegedly used in some rituals of the Royal Arc Masonry. Which, remember, this ties into the palm tree symbolism that we've talked about. And so, and allegedly, this is this secret god behind the scenes, which would make sense because if they want to become these spider men to step outside of reality and crawl on top of the web that is all of, you know, the fabric of existence. Maybe that's why at the Bohemian Grove, they have a different sect, you know, no weaving spiders welcome here, come here. You know what I'm saying? Like the whole with the owl and all that.
Yeah, so that's probably like, yo, we don't want none of y'all spider men over here. Yeah. It's like another kind of.
So they were coming out with a new one. So Spider-Man Beyond the Spider-Verse. Let me see what this one is here. After leaving off from Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, the story continues. Because I forgot that this movie ended on a cliffhanger. The latest one. Here we have the meme being incorporated into the movie. You saw that? The Spider-Man meme where it's like, you're the imposter. Well, you're the imposter. And it's like, they're bringing life to these memes. Like a spider cat. You know, talk about the cats. And the Spider-Man. So I had seen that they put it on hold, but apparently not. And I think that Spider-Man plays a crucial role in the occult. And it all ties into CERN, where they're quite literally trying to open. They're doing what happens in this movie. They control reality. They control all the dimensions. The Spider-Man are the overwatchers of all the different realities, the multiverse. It's literally what's happening in this movie. They're putting it in this cartoon form that a lot of people are right. It's a everyone loves Spider-Man, but it's like there's an occult significance, in my opinion, to everything that they're putting out.
Do you think that portals and other dimensions are being opened up, or like one day it's gonna happen? Like, oh, my camera. Let me switch this up.
You know, that's a question that ties directly into the Book of Revelation, dude. Like, what if that's what that's seeing? The way I've come to understand alchemy and the Book of Revelation shows this, that essentially the Book of Revelation is this alchemical destruction of one reality and the birthing of a new one. That's why Mithras is being born from the rock, because he's coming from a reality that was being destroyed underneath him and being birthed into this new reality. And that's part of alchemy, destroying the celestial bodies to create, right, for the magnum opus, dude. And that's something that they've talked about at CERN, like, oh, we might open up a black hole. Well, where do they do that? In the Spider-Man movies.
Right. And also in Stranger Things.
Stranger Things. Well. And they let what? It's they like let all, what in? They let the entities in.
They let the worms in. Yeah. Because the Stranger Thing started off as a worm. And then it turned into that.
Oh, did it really?
It starts off as a worm. And then it turns into that big Nephilim giant at the mall that they shoot with fireworks. Oh. And that's exactly what happened in the story. In Miami.
Yes, yes, and then, yes.
Remember, yeah, we talked about this in the Illuminati worms.
Okay, because he had this thing in his room, right? It was like a little pet for him, and then it grew up and it ran away. I remember now. I remember.
Yeah, that stupid little kid.
Here it is right here. Yeah, dude. And I think from my studies of like Kenneth Grant and all this, he talks about that these things can come through. And now, maybe it's not physical entities, right? Like how we've been programmed to think. Maybe it's spiritual. And I think it's
something you can't see.
It's more of a spiritual warfare, don't it, in my opinion. You know, it goes back to, I think it's Ephesians.
I think you're on point with that. And I think that maybe like you could see it, but it's not something that you could see consistently. Maybe it's something like if you were at the right reflection of light shining or whatever, maybe you see it for a second.
Yeah, or it takes a special kind of person to be able to see it. Right? I'm not talking about those with the eyes to see, like none of that gay shit. I'm talking about like, again, it might be bloodlines, dude. Or we have the whole Rh positive and Rh negative thing where I read an article recently that talked about how being, I think it was, I'm not going to say which one, but being a certain Rh, T. Gandhi would affect you differently.
Oh, for real? Do you think that? I don't know. I'm obsessed with my cat.
You've definitely got T. Gandhi, don't it? 100%.
Because, like, he's controlling my life.
I Chan think you media. Got it. You definitely got it. I think Chan is
obsessed with him. He controls everything.
He runs the show, dude. I think he runs the show, but
I massage him. I work for him.
You can't go anywhere without him being taken care of.
I have to like hire people to watch him to make sure they massage him every night. Yeah, I'm definitely under some sort of mind control. There's a town I saw. It's probably fake. It's so fake. I've been to the Middle East before a couple of times when I was a kid. And there's cats, wild cats everywhere. And everyone avoids them because they roll in packs of like 50 to 100. And they're just violent. Like, yeah. And I saw something on like, oh, there's this town where cats are part of the culture and they feed them and they work together. And I'm like, that's fake. I'm just thinking out loud right now. We're talking about cats.
No, I think it's real, bro. But do you have anything else you wanted to add, bro, before we got out of here with any predictions? You said, right, tomorrow's Friday the 13th. We have...
Yeah. I will say that everything happens in yearly rituals. We are so TikTok-minded, like a goldfish, that we're like, oh, what's the next 10-second clip I can watch to get the dopamine? Empires like China, they think in 1,000-year goals. Like they've been around a long time. Empires, families, and bloodlines, they're not thinking of next year or this day or whatever. They're thinking hundreds of years out. So keep that in mind. So when we go through these yearly rituals, like Kanye went to war on Jewish people on October 8th in 1 year, pretty much to the date, which is a leap year. So it's seriously to the date, October 7th, then the Middle East war kicked off. Now, is that a coincidence? And right before that, there was the lockdown. So from my research, everything happens in 2 year rituals. Now, think about the lockdowns. The lockdowns really happened in 2020 and ended in 2022. Then we had the Kanye debacle and then the war. And then we're going into the next like 2 year cycle. So I think that these rituals, so what I'm looking out for is right before the Middle East conflict took place, it was the week before a Friday the 13th. We're coming up on a Friday the 13th tomorrow. we're in eclipse season. If you look at the Economist magazine, it always shows the eclipse. The two things that like I predict or whatever through it is that the moon, the eclipses are part of the ritual, So you'll see a connection there. And this number 218, look out for as well. It's the Joe Biden text code 218. It's the day the year of the dragon ends on February 18th. So those are the two things. That's it.
Yeah, and I also did a short one time on eclipse-induced psychosis. So eclipse have power over certain people. And they did a test on a group of, I believe they were all schizophrenic. Don't quote me on that. You just look it up. Eclipse-induced psychosis. And the eclipse did have an effect on these people. Now, I think that a majority of society, in my opinion, might be schizo to a certain extent, even if it is in their own realm of things, in their own reality tunnel, if you will, because a lot of people are combative against outside sources, outside information. And there you go right there. So total eclipse on mental patients, a clinical biochemical correlation. They did the study, bro. This was back in the 80s, I believe, that they did this. And yeah, it's 1976. And they did it. And it has effects on people, dude. Point is that it does affect you. Now, a lot of rituals are done through eclipses. A lot of ancient cultures saw eclipses as a sort of Ragnarok or a sort of revelation or a sort of apocalypse of some sort. So it does have an occult connection there. But yeah, dude, I think that.
And then check this out. Here's the CERN.
Yeah.
They just posted this about the anti-world. And when you were talking about the spider and CERN and the spider web, I looked up anti-world. And this popped up, anti-world, spider gang. That's what pops up. So I thought it was kind of weird.
Spider gang. There you go. The spider gang, dude. We got to be careful for these spider gods. And that one video game, Black Myth Wukong, which is about the monkey, and it's about what Goku and Dragon Ball Z is all really based off of. There's a whole section on spiders, dude, where these spider demons, essentially. I haven't gotten there yet in the game, but you can check me out twitch.tv/101podcast every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, where I play pretty much any game, but it's mostly me interacting with the chat, having a good time, and it's like a podcast with just some footage added to it. So check me out on there or at the Juan on Juan Media YouTube channel. We're almost to 1,000 subscribers on there. And yeah, dude, you want to add anything else, Donut, before we get out of here? Plug your stuff. Where can people find you? And this was great. And I'm interested to see the next stuff is that this clown world comes up with here in the next few weeks, or even where we're approaching the elections. So,
yeah, you could find me at DOENUT. You just look up Donut, and I think I'll pop up on YouTube. I'm also working on a comic like the Chosen One comic called IlluminatiComic.com with Paranoid American as well. So you can go check out IlluminatiComic.com as well.
Awesome. Yeah, send me the links, dude. Make sure to check out the Occultist Monday. We have the Chosen One, which Donut's going to be on the next issue of the Chosen One.
Yeah, I saw the picture. I love it.
So make sure to check that out. I got issue 1 and issue 2 in stock. And you could always go to paranormalitymagazine.com and use promo code TJOJP. You can also get a copy of the issue that I was in, 2023 Florida edition. Look at that. Florida's homunculologist, Juan Ayala. The one, the only, if anyone else says that they are the one, they're lying to you and they're actually fake and gay. So don't listen to them. And yeah, everyone, this was fun. Make sure to leave a 5-star review, thumbs up, share the show. And as always, everyone, catch you on the other side of the anti-world or Spideyverse or wherever the hell we end up after we're done with this ritual. Bye.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.